If you're sitting in Galveston, you might be wondering if and when this oil slick could show up at your front door. Oceanographer Ael Anis certainly did, so he did a rough calculation, assuming continuous winds blowing toward the Texas coast at about 10 miles an hour.
At these kind of conditions, it will take about a couple of months for the first signal to get here to the coast of Galveston.
But any oil that made it that far would be fairly broken down by the time it reached the Texas coast, according to Buzz Martin. He tracks oil spills for the Texas General Land Office.
You know, aesthetically, it's not anything nice to look at. It's the kind of stuff that you get on your feet when you go to the beach and don't want. But it doesn't represent a large toxicity issue for our waters or our seafood, that kind of thing.
Of course, this doesn't include game changers like big storms or hurricanes or something like that.
That's Rob Hetland. He's an oceanographer at Texas A&M University in College Station. Like Martin and Anise, Hetland is helping the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration track the oil slick.
Well, I think the worst case scenario isn't necessarily going to be any big weather event, but it will be a longer discharge event. You know, the longer the oil is being released into the Gulf, the worse the impact.
None of those three scientists would dare predict how a tropical storm or a hurricane might affect the oil slick, because they say there are just too many variables. But obviously, it would be bad. Hurricane season starts in less than a month, and forecasters are predicting an above-average number of storms this year. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.